Well, hello, everyone. Welcome once again to another day and another episode of Common Prayer. It's Kathy B. here, and I hope that this continues to be a place and also a space to quiet our hearts and our minds and to hear from God. And as we're now well into the month of June and getting closer to July, how did that happen? Somehow we still very much need that, right? And it just reminds me of the Benedictine prayer, which is simply this: always we begin again. Every single day, always we begin again. And today is a new day. And this week, we're doing something a little different. And Kevin explained that to you yesterday. We're looking at the Serenity Prayer that was originally written by Reinhold Niebuhr, written around the 1930s. And here's what it says. It's, God, give us grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed, courage to change the things that should be changed, and the wisdom to distinguish the one from the other. And as Kevin and I have talked about it, and it's clear in the prayer, there's three important components to it: serenity, courage, and wisdom. And this week we need to look at and discuss all three. And his first version, curiously, started with courage instead of serenity. It said, Father, give us courage to change what must be altered, serenity to accept what cannot be helped, and the insight to know the one from the other. And the version of it that is read often in Alcoholics Anonymous meetings is this one: God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And as I mentioned, Kevin introduced this prayer to us yesterday and gave us some background on Reinhold Niebuhr, when he lived, and what he was uniquely facing, what he was especially passionate about when he lived and when he wrote this prayer. And just to name a few, there was the threat of communism, world war, the depression. And I think this prayer can help us now and inform and encourage us now. I sure pray that it will. And I'm going to attempt to take on the serenity part of the prayer today and talk about that. And the part of the prayer for, as it states, grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed. And I think of the words, God, give us grace. Grace, we've heard it defined so many times, but just as a reminder, God's grace is his favor and kindness toward us that is undeserved. It's his favor and kindness that he expresses toward us. Grace is a gift that must be received. It's a gift that must be received. And the prayer says to give us grace to accept. And to accept means to receive with approval or favor. To receive with approval and favor. And then serenity, it's not a word that we use that often, isn't it? Is it? But the definition of serenity is the state of being calm, peaceful, and untroubled. Serenity is the state of being calm, peaceful, and untroubled. Doesn't that sound just glorious? And for me, what we're living through right now, that just feels close to impossible to me. And I think maybe God is smiling when I'm saying that, because mostly he understands that it's my strong tendency, and maybe it is yours too, to want to feel at least more in control than I feel right now, more in control of myself and my circumstances, like to know what to plan for, how to plan in my life, in my ministry, and right now, that's not just happening. It's just not happening. I know that many of you are parents, and you still have no idea what school for your kids is going to look like in the fall. At CPC, we're really working on safely reopening, but a lot of things are still so much in limbo. We can't plan, at least the way we usually do, even for the coming ministry year. And I know I'm not feeling very serene or peaceful about not knowing when I'll be able to see my youngest daughter, who's living in New York City right now, and it's already been 6 months. That does not feel serene to me. And I guess what I'm saying is that in the midst of the circumstances we find ourselves in, we cannot manufacture our own peace or serenity. Only God can give it. Only God can give that. We can do some things. We can take a walk, or we can take a run. We can take deep breaths. We can take a warm lavender bath. We can listen to soothing, relaxing music. All that can help. But only God can grant us real peace and serenity. And as is our custom, now I want to invite you to take a few moments to get comfortable and to get in as much as you can in a posture where you can listen to God. Take a couple of deep breaths and ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you. And allow me to guide you through some questions. What is something that you are pretty certain cannot change right now? What is something that you're aware of that just cannot change right now? Is it the big things that are going on in the world? Is it things that are going on in your family? Is something to you that cannot change right now things that have to do with the future? Would you bring that to the Lord? And then, how is that affecting you, knowing that you cannot change certain things? How is that affecting you emotionally? Is it causing you stress and agitation? Maybe even sleepless nights? Would you bring that to the Lord in prayer and express to Him that you need, that you desire to trust Him, but you need His help, that you can't do it by yourself? And then, what is a present circumstance in your life right now in which you need serenity and peace? What's a circumstance that comes to your mind where you know you need serenity and peace? I'm going to read you a couple of scriptures, and I really want you to allow them to wash over you as you hear them and take them in. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 in the Message says this: don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let your petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness and peace, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. And then Psalm 29:11 says this: the Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Church, may God give us grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed, the courage to change the things that should be changed, and the wisdom to distinguish the one from the other. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on Common Prayer today. Common Prayer is a ministry founded by Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Our episode today was hosted by Kathy Bergren, our women's pastor, with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor. Check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily.